Remember Jules? Wow, how trendy that shit was. The fucking Jules.
Uh-huh.
I don't get why they got, like, they banned.
Just Jules.
And then they banned, like, the fun flavors, but, like, every other company could have the fun flavors.
So strange. Is it because Jewel was getting too popular?
I think they didn't want it to attract kids.
Exactly.
But so Jewel didn't want, I know other people did it, but Jewel didn't want to associate with like children smoking, I'm assuming.
And doesn't it like, whoever ended the Jewel, like the fruity flavors in Jewel, didn't it take them, the FTC or whatever, take them like 3 years, 4 years to finally get rid of it? And then all these other ones started popping up and they're just like, fuck, okay, never mind.
I guess so.
Because there's so many companies now, it would take years to get to each company to remove all the fruity flavors.
I guess it may be only the ones that are manufactured in the US, because wasn't Jewel being manufactured in the United States?
Oh, that could be it.
And like a lot of them just come from China.
Got it.
Interesting.
Well, what's the point now, huh? Really no point. Every single kid now.
Do you remember when like every employee at Jewel became like a millionaire?
What?
No.
You didn't know that?
No, what?
They had a big like payout, or somebody bought, like if you worked at Jewel, you were like immediately a shareholder, and that was a significant amount of the company. And then they
missed our fucking...
It was like a couple hundred people who all became millionaires overnight. Like everybody who worked at Jewel. I'm pretty sure that's true. And that happened in like Jewel's first year of being very, very popular, when everybody was like smoking them.
Hopefully they got out while they were ahead.
I know.
We're talking about this because Matt's trying to quit it cold turkey right now.
I am. I'm 8 days sober.
That's
awesome.
Huge, yeah.
It's huge. It's really hard. To get past that first week, it's really hard.
And because of the appendicitis, sorry, I'm bringing it up again, I was able to get through the first 5 days.
Yeah.
Just because it was like I did not want that at all because my body was in such recovery mode. So I got past that.
Now you already got such a solid base. Like yes. You might as well.
Yeah.
Right. And this would have been much more difficult if I did it without the appendicitis in the way.
Yeah.
And now that I've made it this far, I'm like,
everything happens for a reason. Maybe it happens so that you can quit.
Mm-hmm. It's scary too, because the few times where I would like tell myself, okay, I need to start now, is when I would get like I remember a year and a half ago, I got bronchitis and I couldn't smoke for a week. And in that moment, I was so disgusted with vapes. Because when you have something like bronchitis, it makes you so disgusted by it. It's like,
you just want to throw
it. Am I like smoke? I have bronchitis
And it's making it worse. Exactly. Like while you're.
Yeah. It didn't work. But that app that just came out where you could track your days of how many days you're off the vape. Yeah. That makes me want to do it because it's almost like a game. Like I need like a level. Game.
Yeah.
I need something like a Candy Crush.
Zane would hit it and then pay it like $50 to keep the chain. Yes, he would like, fuck it. He has to swipe his card again. I'm 300 days.
No, if they made an app where it's a game, it's like a fucking game where
it's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
What's weird is like I'm getting in this weird phase where like I now understand people who are addicts and what the brain of an addict is, where I'm making like weird compromises in my brain where it's like, come on, Matt, what if you just did it this weekend? Just this once.
You could just call me out if you want.
You like, start talking to yourself and you're like,
maybe we can sneak one in. Like it's all of these like little, it's this weird dark demon. Yeah. Like I feel like I have like a conscience on my shoulder telling me what I should and shouldn't do. But I heard once you get past the 2 week mark, you really, the cravings get less and less.
Yeah.
Like last night when we were watching the movie, I didn't crave it once. And I was like, this is wild right now.
You gotta get to like a month. A month, you're like, okay, I can't believe that was even a problem.
You know that like I'm at like the most addictive like stage right now.
When I saw you buying three at one time, I was
like, my man buying cartons.
I'm at like a really, really, really bad like.
But you're in a really productive time, I think, right now in your life. Like you're popping off Snapchats.
Because it's meditation.
I'm popping out Lyft, the pro.
Download the game.
I know, but it's not really a game. It's just a tracker, right?
It's just a tracker. Also, don't pay for it. You don't have to pay for it when you download it.
Oh, I'll probably pay for it. I love spending money on apps.
It's like, dude, it's like $10 a month. I was like, right when I downloaded it, I text Mike and I'm like, I have to pay $10 a month for this. He goes, click the X. It's like,
I hate when they do that.
They do that all the time.
They make the pop up the entire size so it looks like that's the starting like menu.
And the X is and like invisible.
Yeah. They'll do that with a lot of the video editing apps.
When you download a video. Splice, do you have to
pay?
It's free.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you paying monthly for it?
I paid $60 for the whole year.
Matt.
Ooh, yeah, it's
are you fucking kidding me?
It takes up the whole screen and there's an X right in the corner. You just press the X. Aww. Yeah, even I, even it's I. Okay.
Relax. We don't need
this. Is, yeah, we this don't is need another, another thing.
Give me my vape.
My anger. My anger is like I've never been this angry.
Yeah.
I'm not being mean.
It's okay.
I'm just like fed up with shit.
You're really irritable.
Can we talk about the hat you bought? Matt was freaking out about this.
Wait. Can we talk about the intro first?
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys. We have a lot to get to and a lot to talk about. All right.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
They're already.
Y'all ready?
They're already quitting smoking for the intro.
All right.
It's Comedy Talk, baby. Woo!
It's the 21st of September.
Ow! Very good.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And today is the 21st of September.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Is everybody excited?
Do you remember?
The 21st night of September. Is that it? The 21st night?
Yep.
21st night. It's not night yet, but
what are we doing
it's
tonight?
About to get there.
We should celebrate. I was saying, like, we should make that, like, our own, like, holiday that we are very excited about.
Go all out.
You know what I mean? And it's just, like, the whole night.
All there's a lot of people who do that.
Oh, no,
really?
Demi Adejuwebe on the internet, like, this made a huge viral video that was on Reddit every year for the past, like...
And she would just, like...
He would raise money for, like, a big charity, but would make this huge, long music video to it, and we get all these celebrities in it.
That's
He did his last one, finally, last year.
I'm sure a lot of people do it, but nobody we know does it.
Yeah.
So you should start
something. We need to claim that day.
Yeah.
Claim that day. Well, I think you should. It's a holiday. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's get them on the pod.
Exactly. Let's do it. I'm down.
Wait, no, they're still alive, right?
Yeah.
Is there three of them?
I think wind or earth.
Who represents, like, is it, does each one have their own
It's like Avatar. Element? They're all, yeah, I think earth, wind, and fire. There's no water. Why is there no water in earth, wind, and fire?
That is interesting.
Mm.
Maybe it's like a...
That's the music, baby. That's
So the other day, Matt bought a hat. So I have a friend that's like kind of like a stylist, right? He like helps me some events.
Did he style this?
He did style this, actually. He actually made this for me.
Happy hour slut.
What do you call it? So he brought some stuff over for Coachella. That was the last time I saw him for Coachella because I didn't have any clothes. And he brought me a specific hat that like he found.
Okay.
And I've had it for a while. I had it for like a few months and then he wanted it back because you usually return stuff back to your like stylist or whatever. And so I returned it back and he was leaving and Matt goes.
It's a Von Dutch hat.
Yeah.
And he was in Todd's room. I'm not going to say his name. And he was in Todd's room and was like walking out with all the stuff. And I'm like, oh, what are you guys doing? It's like Todd was like, I was just buying some clothes from him. And I'm like, oh, so this stuff's up for grabs. And on top is this cool red, white, and blue Von Dutch hat. And I was like, oh, yeah, is this one for sale? And he's like, yeah, man. And I go, how much? And he goes, $60. And I'm like, okay. I was like, I better not Google this after. And it's really like $30. He goes, nah, man, these are like going for like $100. I'm giving to you a discount. I'm like, okay, what's your Venmo? Pay him $60. And then he leaves. And right when he shuts the door, I'm looking up this specific hat. This specific hat is $30. It's already I'm pissed about that. I'm like, motherfucker. And then I put on the hat.
It's a fake.
No. And you know how there's like the little
The
buttons in the back?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm putting it on. All of them just start breaking off. Like $60 burned like that.
$10 you got
played. You got played.
I know,
baby.
But I feel like I'm close enough to him where like I'm going to let him know when I see him in person that yeah. like what happened with that hat. And they'll probably like give me another hat or redeem me.
It was fine. $45.
I didn't want to price gouged you?
Pretty much. Well, and Todd and Zane were like, that's what he has to do. I'm like, a double fucking charge?
I don't know. He makes the prices. Like that's what stylists do. They overcharge because they're going on buying the stuff for you. That's like me going to store that and getting something for you that costs $30 and say, okay, here's $30. I need to get paid for my time to go to the store and buy. Because he's not your assistant. He doesn't work for you. He's helping you.
I think he just has a closet. You're getting from his wardrobe. I don't think.
Are they brand new stuff or is this all used?
It's like some vintage, some new, some.
It's his closet, man. I don't know. But totally respect the guy. Love the guy.
He goes shopping. He goes shopping for us.
It was the fastest $60. It was like not even like gambling. At least it's fun, even if you lose the $60. I was just like bought a product and it broke within minutes. And also,
but in the end of the day, Matt, you bought it. You looked at it and you're like, this is worth $60, and you bought it.
Yes, and I didn't do my full research because I trusted the guy.
Wow. My stylist.
Overcharged. We were dying. He was freaking out in the middle of the kitchen. We were all just fucking.
That is funny.
It was really funny.
Can we talk about the ruby thing?
Just weird. Oh, yeah. This is super, really weird. So
random.
Just interesting coincidences. The word ruby just keeps popping up in our life these last few days.
It's my birthstone.
Oh, maybe it's about you.
Right. And actually, I was just talking to somebody on a DM about their birthstone. I was like, I want to meet mine.
Like ruby came up a couple times on the last podcast.
I was editing the podcast and I didn't. Sometimes when I'm editing, I hear things that you guys say that we miss. And Heath said the word ruby. And I was like, oh, that was the word I was thinking of in the moment. Couldn't think of it. I didn't hear that you said it. So we're talking ruby, 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 right? And then, wait, what?
I was also just talking to Kelsey Kreppel the other day about a TikTok of her and Cody Ko talking about Ruby's Diner versus Ruby's Tuesday.
Really?
Weird. Yesterday. Yesterday. I was just talking with Kelsey.
Yes, it's been these. It's been.
And then
like
there's a girl I'm trying to set Mike up with named Ruby.
And we. I was.
Okay. Wait. Let me finish really quick because that's
it's
really
weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. So that came up on the podcast, and then later on the podcast, he talked about a kid that went missing
From Ruby's friend group.
From Ruby's friend group.
I saw a TikTok from the Moody. Oh, that's Rudy.
Oh, all right. Same.
The football movie? Rudy?
We're on the same path. It's, yeah. Sorry. It was just a shortcut.
Psychics.
So.
Rudy.
Okay.
So then the third thing was.
The waitress.
Right. We went out to eat and our waitress, I looked at Heath. I said, do you see, in Catalina, I said, look at her name. And it was Ruby. I was like, weird. Now this is, that was all the same day. And then
Are you taking bumps mid-pie?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Boom, boom, stick. People would be watching this and think it was like the Amber Heard, like the with the napkin.
Is it peppermint?
No, it's just aromatherapy, a little peppermint, boom, boom,
I
stick.
I love that. Clears
just
your kind
of helps me wean off the nicotine. Go
we
on,
We used to
Mariah.
Do that stuff back then in the Denny days.
So then we were in Catalina and that was her name. And then I went to give my sister her birthday gifts that I bought days before the whole Ruby thing happened. And she's opening them up and I told her about the Ruby stuff and I got her a pair of socks and the brand name is Ruby, just R-U-B-I, but Ruby. And she was like, look at the name.
It's just really
so now
random.
You're telling me all these other
Wait,
Ruby
hold
things.
On. I don't want to call bullshit, but did you guys team up over this fucking passcode password game? Like one of your
Oh my God. No, I honestly forgot about that.
Oh, I forgot about this too.
I thought we were going to intro this.
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't said like, okay,
well,
real
to let you guys. Yeah,
real quick.
We
has
to
anybody
let them know
said
they like to play.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought we were going to intro this.
No, but yeah. we haven't even pointed that out yet in the episode.
Nobody's done theirs yet, right? Because I wasn't.
No,
gonna,
I haven't done.
Did
mine.
You do one already, Matt?
No. Okay. I did it.
So we're going to be doing the word game again, where we have to sneak
Wait, don't
in.
Lie.
We totally forgot to intro it.
Oh, why are you smiling?
Because I just think it's funny how I was assuming that you guys teamed up about your word with Ruby. You talked to him going, I'm just going to go, there's a word that's
no, something is.
No, there's no teams though.
And so you're just going to roll with it.
Something is really weird about the Ruby situation.
Okay. Yeah. No, they've been talking
about
it.
That's weird that you're bringing that up, the Ruby stuff.
Thank you for bringing it up. I feel bad. We should have introed it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Before we forget again. So we're going to be doing the mystery word game where we have to try to sneak it in at some point throughout the podcast.
Did you see the comment that someone left that we should call it this game or slip in? Slip in. It's called slip in. That's the name of the game that
okay.
people play. Slip in.
Slip in. I like that. Whoever recommended
somebody
that.
Somebody commented that, yeah.
So everybody check their words out.
Oh, let's explain it just for people that didn't watch the last.
So we have been given three words. One word, a second word, and then a bonus word that have only been assigned to us. We only know it, and we have to slip it into the conversation, hopefully without being detected by our fellow co-hosts here. So say if your word was like waffle or something, you'd be like, oh, I ate some really good waffles like this morning. Or like,
we just got to try to catch on to
it. Yeah,
it
was fried like a waffle. Like you toss it in and then we will, if some of us suspect it, we can call it bullshit.
Was that an example or was that one of your words that you just
snotted? No,
you will know when we start.
We should start now so you guys have the whole podcast
and
to do it.
And it's officially started.
And as well, the bonus word, you can only start on your bonus word when you've cleared your first two words.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
You have to finish your first two.
Oh, you have to. So you have to do it in order?
The first two can be any order, but the bonus has to be the third.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're starting right now.
Right now.
Boom, baby. Let's go.
That is crazy about the Ruby thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm curious
to see if more things happen about it.
I know. But I feel like us talking about it is just going to cut it off now. Because now I'm going to be.
Oh, just because you like spoke it into the universe that it's not going to come at you?
Yeah, you can word it that way.
Interesting.
But just keep an eye out for it. I feel like it'll come back at some point.
Strange. Anything?
Every fucking word.
Yeah, I'm like, Zane, keep an eye out, really?
Too simple. What was the thing you guys had set up in the backyard yesterday?
Oh, that was our espresso bar setup.
That looks really cool. Kimoni, yeah. It was like, was it an with the Italian flags because it's an espresso?
Yeah.
Nice.
And we just, you know, we went to Italy.
We're trying to cater to Mariah. Yeah.
Tasted really yummy.
I didn't know that.
It was delicious.
Yeah, oh, the espresso.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Unreal. It was.
I had a double shot right before this episode.
Really good. Bugging. If you guys didn't know, we just came out with an espresso blend, whole bean and ground, whatever you guys like better. It's available right now at Kremota.com. Make sure to get some.
Can you try to make me the brown sugar shake and espresso?
Yes, I will.
After this.
Did you know that espresso is just the cut?
The cut of the grounds? The grounds?
Wait, really?
Yeah. So...
cut that out. Really? That's embarrassing.
So that's super...
Yeah, I'm a coffee connoisseur. What? That is a special cut?
Yeah, so it's just a really, really, really dark roast. But being ground super fine like that is what makes it espresso.
Cool.
Heath, I've been you there, sis.
Okay.
I've been you there.
good recovery.
I think that's really
good. But the guy just like came over and you just told him to whip up the blend.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, just like have fun with the coffee.
We wanted to make like really cool like lattes and ice drinks with it because espresso is the best base for
everything.
Like a concoction of a coffee drink.
And like a mixed espresso drink tastes so much better than like a mixed coffee drink.
So much better than like a cold brew or anything like that.
It feels like you're truly drinking an iced
the way it's supposed to be drank.
Hell yeah.
But if you guys haven't gotten it yet, make sure to go to Kremota.com and check it out. It's banging.
The link
will
be in the bio, baby.
But yeah, the espresso bar was set up and it was really, really fun.
Woo! Yeah. Tell us your recovery stage of your little pandemicitis.
I'm feeling better once again every other day. I just like I'm feeling a lot of like strain in my body because now that it's like been removed and I can't work out, but I still can't be like stretching and being fully like limber and nimble. Like all I want to do is just like an upward dog and just stretch out my torso. So I feel really sore in there, and I'm like weaning off like the painkillers and stuff, and it does feel like something's missing though.
That's crazy that it feels like something, like I can't even imagine just feeling something missing.
I read a comment of someone who goes, like the way Matt is talking about reminds me of my experience. And then it always felt like I could feel like my organs moving around
have, like,
in there
differently. Phantom appendix?
Yes, but I don't know if that's complete.
So if people who lose an arm or a leg or like anything like that, they have a phantom limb basically where they have like an itch on their arm, but they don't have an arm, or they need to like stretch it.
But, in the
and
world?
It drives them insane because they have the feeling and the sensation of losing, like of being not being able to scratch the itch.
Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I think it's called like phantom
limb syndrome.
It's called phantom.
Does that have to do with your nerves, like where they're connected?
I don't know. I think it's something neurological.
It's like almost like in the same way, like, you know, have you ever like felt your phone vibrate in your pocket and you didn't even have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like a weird feeling.
That's crazy.
Isn't that
that's a sickness.
Do you ever feel sickness. It and you try to recreate what it could have been?
Every time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is really interesting because I've felt that quite a bit.
I can't imagine though what it's like actually truly losing a limb and then going about like your life post losing that limb.
Yeah.
Like how
I wonder like what the... like the time it would take to
get used to it.
Like, I wonder if it's like a year.
Like a year, maybe.
Oh, I bet it takes like half the time you've been alive with a limb to get over it. It's almost like a breakup.
Okay.
You know, they say like a breakup takes half as long as you were with the person to get over the person.
Heard that. I literally just went like that. Pretending, just pretending I had no... Like I would know what it feels, guys. I would know what it would feel like.
You know, I have a dark question. Zane and I were talking about this the other day.
Oh yeah.
If you, because I've been watching a lot of Fargo lately. If you,
that's the snow movie.
It's the snow movie, but they made it a series, and every season is a different like crime, like a clumsy crime in like suburbia and people going about it. But like, if Zane had to, I guess Zane and I were talking about it. We were talking about if like we had accidentally killed one of each
like
other.
We killed
okay.
Killed how, somebody accidentally.
How would we dispose the body. Of the body?
Genuinely. Oh, so you're hiding it. You're not coming clean.
Yeah, this is like we're being put in a situation right now where we have to hide a body.
It's not worth the risk to. I think you should always tell the cops, even if you've killed somebody.
No, this is situational. Like, assuming we had to hide it.
You had to hide the body. How are you getting rid of the body?
What would you do?
Chop it up and burn it.
I was
where? See, where? In the backyard? What's the plan, Mariah? I know that's what you can do, but
okay. You want super detailed.
Yeah, well, like what would you do?
Bones don't burn, so you're just going to have a bunch of bones and then you'd have to dispose of the bones.
Mariah.
cinder block, tie it to the bones and throw it in the ocean.
Okay, so kind of like a little like...
Very.
I watch a lot of
very mob.
Yeah, okay. Very
mob. Island.
Gangster. Like,
yeah. Cinder block, tie it to the
bones. You're sleeping with the fishes. Okay.
We were talking about ice chest, right? You freeze it up, keep it in the house. Let it cool down. You know, the body's missing. Let it sit for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's icy.
Zane, this was Zane's idea.
And then we're gonna Encino Man.
We're gonna start doing little by little. So we're gonna chop off like a limb every week. We're gonna grind it up in the blender and then pour it down the sink. Right, blend disposal. It all up. Disposal sink. Right, we're gonna have the bones
then
left.
Sell the house.
Then I'm gonna take the bones. I'm gonna give it to Mariah because she knows exactly what to do. The bones. She's gonna tie it up and throw it in the ocean. Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's what I would do. I would do it piece by piece, so it's not too.
Okay. Here's another thing. Is there are people onto us? Are we being questioned? Like, are no. we? Are we? Oh, so oh, then well, you're good.
No.
Like,
what?
Because you could go out buy some acid or whatever with the big bucket, dump the body in there, it disintegrates, and then
like Breaking Bad.
But
style.
But you also don't want to be caught with like credit card charges where they're like, why would you buy a 50-gallon bucket? And this acid or whatever.
I guess it's not random. It's somebody that you kind of know. So like cops have some sort of connection. Like
they would
some
be
sort
like,
of,
aren't you concerned that your friend is missing?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so we are being questioned.
Yeah, you're being questioned, kind of. Sure.
I really do not know. And then on top of the anxiety of just doing it, I think I would legit be able to live with freeze. Myself. Yeah. I know. I would just be I would be chopping up an arm and being like,
oh my God,
what am I doing?
I can't do this.
Do you think we'd be like Snapchat? Like do close runs?
No.
Oh my God. Like, you're sick. You're sick.
Zane. You're like holding up the dead arm. Like with a piece.
This is going to be fucked. Imagine like we're involved in a case that we had nothing to do with, but it like had to do with like a missing person or murder. And they just go back to like, okay, let's see what these guys have been up to that are like, maybe a part of this crime. And we're just talking.
What if you skin them and use them as Halloween decor?
Oh, we were talking
hidden in plain sight.
I was saying right. that. Or we could just snuff the body and put it as a skirker on the back.
And then someone's just like, that's what I mean, is yeah. up with the birds today on that scarecrow? They are.
And there's like cockroaches eating it.
Yeah, or just in plain sight right in the front yard. Like we're just psycho.
You'd be able to smell it, right? You'd be able to smell it.
Oh, you definitely, I mean, not if you empty it out and stuff it.
It's not cockroaches. You can't lie. It's not cockroaches.
Just a very weird description, Mariah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's.
And then there's like, I don't know, cockroaches eating
it. If I'm
that
being,
was good though.
If I'm being honest, I was gonna. This is. I'm not even gonna say.
That was like a
cuckoo. I was gonna say bugs, and I'm like, yeah, but people wouldn't see bugs from far away. They're too tiny. So what's the biggest bug I can think of?
Oh yeah.
Do you know those big cockroaches? We used to have them in, by the Johnny Rockets at Sawgrass Mall. What are they called? The palm.
The potato bugs.
Ew.
What?
No,
ew.
No. It was called a palm. It was P A L L. Like, no.
Like palmetto bugs?
They were giant fucking roaches this big that would fly. Like you guys remember that? These roaches are this big and they infested the Johnny Rockets at our mall and the shit was everywhere. People.
That sounds like a horror movie.
It was disgusting and you would see it all around the restaurant. And
I cannot stand Johnny Roaches.
I thought they were called like palmetto bugs.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, palmetto bugs.
This is it. It looks like just like a roach, but I guess they're bigger.
They're this big. Like imagine a roach, but
gives
it's
me
this.
Big.
It's horrible. No, it was bigger than a quarter. No, these motherfuckers were big.
Oh, I see which ones you're kind of talking about.
You know what I think is the coolest bug?
What? A roly poly.
Say what bug, Hugh?
It's the one that is like metallic green blue.
The beetle.
They are stunning. Like yeah. when I see that, I'm like, I don't even want to kill that thing because there is something holy and sacred about that bug that just like.
I feel the same way. I feel like they are really holy bugs that you just don't want to like fuck with.
Yeah,
look at that.
Very Egyptian.
Yes, yeah. queen. Yes. Slay mama.
It is very
Slay mommy.
Like, there's just something about that thing. You don't.
Was that your word?
What?
Slay mama?
Slay mama? No, it was not my
word. I've never heard you say that.
Yes, slay mama.
Slay mama.
I have never heard you say that word jokingly either, or like sarcastically.
It's not my word. Our house at Coachella was slay mama.
Ruby?
Ruby?
Everyone's going to think I'm stupid for thinking that was it. But guys, I have never heard him say that word.
I did it. I made a mistake.
I've commented that like on your Instagram posts.
Slay mama?
Slay mama?
Does everyone have their Halloween costume ready?
Yes, actually ready. I already have my idea.
Wait.
I had an idea for you, but go ahead.
You do?
What was the idea? Do you want to say it? I don't want to say it on the air because I think that's part of the
fun. It wasn't an idea, but I actually thought of it last year. If you... Would you be able to, like, say you went to Texas to where you used to work at Chuck E. Cheese and ask for the costume?
And just be Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
I bet I could find
one. And walk around with, like, I bet I could find.
I like that.
I bet I could find one for sale. I mean, it would kind of be worth spending the money on.
Get the one that looks real creepy. You know, the older ones?
Have you seen the old Disney characters? Mortifying. Look up, like, Disney character 19. Even that 60s.
That bug is beautiful.
I can't. I know.
I want to get that. I want to get that tattoo.
Yeah. Like yes.
Ew. Oh. That would actually be really sick.
God. Wait. That would be a good Halloween costume. Look at that.
Oh, that's scary.
That's scary.
That's cool.
And they used to hang with kids. Like kids like that.
Yeah.
No. Wait. We should be the what was the? It was like that. Music video. I think it was like Chiodas with like the big like bird. You know, like you ever seen like the crazy bird faces?
I love that. It's like a toucan beak.
Well, like from Beetlejuice.
Yes, people like that
with
beak.
The Beetlejuice beak. Yeah, that's the Beetlejuice.
Yeah, dude,
I want to be Beetlejuice.
That looks sick.
I like Beetlejuice costumes.
I want to be the Unreal Monsters. Wait, the guy with the eyes.
Oh no,
the guy that holds the eyes up here. Yeah,
the one
when they transform second one at the
top,
end. The
second one to the top. This one.
Over.
No.
I think.
That one. Yeah.
I love that.
Whoa. Wait, where's that from?
Beetlejuice.
It's from a band.
Oh, I've never seen Beetlejuice.
There's a band that also uses that.
Is it kind of crazy that I've never seen like Beetlejuice?
Ever? You have to.
Beetlejuice. Oh,
is that a movie that everybody has seen before?
I didn't.
Jump in the line.
Maybe as a kid, yeah.
I've watched that movie so many times, but I didn't realize the real Beetlejuice is Beetlegeese, like B-E-T-E-L.
Yes. Oh,
huh?
It's like
B E T E L G U I S E.
Yeah, but it's pronounced like juice.
But it's pronounced Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know who the Beetlejuice is?
Yes. His name is. Fuck. He's in The Other Guys. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. He was Batman.
Who was Batman? Sorry.
What was his name?
Actor?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. That's right.
And that's Alec Baldwin in Beetlejuice too.
Yeah.
And Gina
Davis.
I'm
so excited for Halloween.
Me too.
You guys don't get stressed out with like costumes. I hate how
better do it now.
But it's
I don't like the fact that we have to have like five.
I think we do three. Right, and then everyone scrambles for the last
one.
Can you
do our costumes for us?
Sure.
Yeah, get crafty with it.
Yeah, please. It's fun when you got it ready, but having to get it ready is what
we
sucks.
Should do a podcast one where it's just on theme.
Oh, I already Mariah, do you like the one I sent you? The idea of the four of us?
Oh yeah. Oh wait.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Because it's a surprise.
Oh.
I want.
Did we also got?
We should watch scary movies every day of October.
I've been watching.
We should do it on the podcast every day.
Zane and I saw the most disturbing movie last night.
I don't even want to talk about
it.
Well, no, I genuinely don't want to talk about
it. No, What's it called?
Speak No Evil.
But I want to put out a warning to our listeners to watch that movie with caution because
it's that bad.
No, I really want you to see. I want you
what
to tell.
What is it?
She could not.
No, like, she likes horror movie though.
She likes,
but I don't know if that's.
Zane joked after he goes, "We should tell Ethan Mariah to watch that movie."
And
is it worse than like Creep? Like, what's the vibe?
You know Creep.
Love Creep. We watched it like 10 times. Yeah, I love
that movie. Is amazing,
close, but worse.
Okay, so
is it like Hush?
I've never
no,
seen
No, it's so you know in the
is end it of, like Cottage in the or Cabin in the Woods?
No, no. Not
so
clever,
you know like in the cottage. End of Creep, in the end of the Creep you
so like cottage cheese.
You know when you finish the movie Creep, you just had this unease. You're just like, damn, that just ruined my whole day.
You actually that's feel
this,
it.
Yes, this movie, you feel it not, and you'll be thinking about it for a month.
But it will make it's, you a stronger man oh, and a father. Like will, it really? Changed my life.
You'll be the best parents in the world after you watch it.
I'd rather be the best parents in the world regardless.
No. I'm saying you'll be just
Zane.
Is it like situational, like
yeah.
being uncomfortable?
Yes. Oh, I would love Zane, that. Oh,
it was funny because we had watched a Host, which is a movie that they filmed yeah. all via Zoom. And yeah. apparently it's rated as one of the highest, like your heart rate goes the highest.
Oh, Mariah, you would love that one.
I would love that.
Oh, that one. We were screaming like little girls. It was fun. We felt like a sleepover.
Yeah. I think I liked Creep and Hush because I actually physically felt something.
Yeah.
Because usually for scary movies, I just enjoy like old scary movies where I'm like, oh, this is cute. This is fun for Halloween. But like something that actually makes me feel something where I'm uneasy is very rare for yeah. me. Like, I just know everything's fake.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That Host one was so interesting to me because I've never watched a horror movie that felt like you were a part of the horror movie.
Yeah.
In a way, like everything was just 10 times more real than any movie that you would see.
And when we went in, I could tell like, even I was like, oh, it's one of those Zoom ones where it's just
the whole movie is a Zoom meeting.
It's a Zoom call.
Oh, I love. Oh,
the
it's
whole
like,
movie is a
like
Zoom
they're
meeting.
They're like, hey, like they make it like there's like delays and
like
stuff.
Like Unfriended. Yeah.
Is it? Yes. Is it? Yeah. It's at the theater cool. right now.
No, it came out. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you have to shut, I would rent Shudder because it's the horror movie like channel under Amazon Prime or it's yeah. an app, and it's like free for like 2 weeks, but yeah. buy it for the month
of October. That does attract me to movies where they're filmed on like a camcorder the whole time, an iPhone the whole time. Yeah. I love it. Makes it feel more real.
It's not groundbreaking, but it's. I'm glad I watched it, and that makes me want to. I think it's inspiring for people that want to create horror and don't have a budget.
It's like yeah, like they made it on a $30,000 budget.
I feel like those are the best though.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
And then we watched that and we were like all giddy. And then we watched Handmaid's Tale. And then I was like, there's this one called Speak No Evil. Y'all don't have to watch it, but I just want to see what the first 30 minutes are.
You ruined our
The movie is in like, I would say 65% of it's in English. And then it's like Danish and Dutch.
Yeah, but like it mixes. But it mixes in with them. Like it's not like a. It's
a majority English.
It's majority English. But it makes sense though. Like it,
okay, because
it's about a couple from like a family from Denmark and a family from Holland and them like hanging out. And so the only language they can speak is English.
Do you guys like indie movies? Like indie style movies?
Give me an example of that.
Like
I think I'm very basic where I'm like horror and comedy.
I think it's pretty big in
Denmark.
I feel
like Creep is kind of considered indie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So similar to Creep, but not, you know, completely handheld, but that type of tension. But so we put it on for like 30 minutes and Zane was like, I love watching Zane if like he's just like, I don't know if I like this. And then he's like, no, let's keep watching. And then 45 minutes in, Zane like pauses and goes, I don't know if I want to see the end of this. We both were like too freaked out.
Yeah, we're like, I don't know if I want to finish this because I think I know how it's going to end, but there's no way they're going to end it like this.
We'll watch it tonight.
That at first when you said a different language, it turns me off because I realize, even though you said it's only a little bit.
She can't read.
Well, that, really, like I always have.
Well, I can't read. Sorry, just SpongeBob. Do you know which one I'm talking about? Where it's like a bunch of planktons.
Yeah.
And then it's like all of them are like lined up or whatever. He's like, well, I can't read. You know how like some people have no reading comprehension?
That's me.
Like you can read an entire book and be like, I don't know what I read the words. That's, I was like following along, but I can't tell you what happened. Like that's you with movies.
Yes. Yeah.
You could sit there and watch it and just be like, couldn't tell you. I have no idea. Right. But I watched it. Like I liked it. It's so interesting. I didn't think about like movie company.
That's why I'm having a hard time with the roast that we're doing. We can talk about it because Jason said it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Woo! I am so nervous.
I am petrified too. So the four of us, we are going to be in Jason Nash's next roast and everybody is roasting me because.
Yeah.
What more fun? What more fun is there than picking at me?
I might be drunk. For the first time in years.
I have to drink. I'm not worried about what people are going to say about me. I can give a shit. It's my performance.
The speaking, right. Yeah. It's of me course, speaking. Yeah.
That's like the only thing. Also, it's the people who are in the audience where it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm not worried about that too because versus,
it's just like actually like facing, and it's not even fans. It's just like all of our peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I'm not worried about that. I know that our friends are going to support us by laughing and just like, you know, having good energy. I don't think anyone's going to sit there in silence. Like that's
no. People are going to.
Yeah, we know our role.
It's just it's being filmed. I think that's my biggest thing. Yeah. Is that it's being if it wasn't being filmed, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But it's like going out to the mm-hmm. world.
And the other ones he's done are hits. Yeah. So it's like, you don't want to
exactly
be the group where it's like, kind of flopped.
But I'm glad that I'm doing it because it is such a big fear of mine and I have to just do it. Yeah. And I have to just fucking like, I have to get it
is
over
really
with.
Is that really Yves Saint Laurent?
What?
Is that really Yves Saint Laurent?
It's Mega Yacht.
What's Mega Yacht?
My friend makes these. Yves
Saint Laurent.
Why, do you like it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you.
I just didn't think, at first I saw Chanel and I was like, why are there two brands?
No, he does like fashion tributes with like nostalgic imagery.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
Okay, we got it. We got to record because Matt needs to be talking. He needs to use his mouth for something. All right.
I'm just like, I've already made like a fortune teller here. Pretty great.
Oh, did you write anything in it for us?
No, I didn't. I need Play-Doh or something.
Have you seen the comedian that like uses that as
is your word
like,
fortune teller?
I was just about to.
Fortune?
No.
Fortune. Oh. I was wondering why you were folding that and I'm like.
Fuck. Yes. No. Oh. It's not fortune
teller. Is it oh fuck?
No. Why? Wouldn't that be too convenient that I had the pad of paper and my thing was fortune teller?
It was probably origami.
You almost got away with it.
No. Origami? Did I say origami?
No, but I feel like that's coming next. Did I just help you get to it?
No, that's too convenient. Why would they write origami? When they are giving you a piece of paper.
We don't know, Matt.
Okay, let's. Can
this
we talk
is
about?
Hard, okay?
Can we talk about our wild day at Catalina Island?
Yes.
Oh,
we can
start my
from the,
gosh!
Start
yes.
from the beginning
because so
this shit gets juicy. But we want to start.
It looked like so much fun.
It was.
Y'all look like y'all went to every little business.
Yes,
like, I was
we
like,
did.
I didn't even remember there were that many.
Yes.
So we moved Mariah's little birthday Catalina thing two weeks later because we couldn't make it that one weekend, yeah. right? And it was her sister's birthday. She's in town, or she was in town. So we decided to make...
Nothing. What, you want to guess?
Sorry, no.
Go ahead.
You had a... What? Did someone say something?
No, it was one of those little saying things. I don't know if it was or not, but... What?
Like when she was like, how
can I live life love with these conditions?
Yeah, for a second I thought, when in Rome?
No.
Okay.
Which I did think was a little weird because I feel like you, out of all people, would go, when in Roma.
When in Roma.
You would say Roma.
I think I only said that because we said that in Catalina. Like but we were like all spending money and we Rome. All were like, when in Rome.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
So it's not. Are we calling it and you're saying it's not?
It. No, okay. It's not it.
You're good. When everyone's thinking you're saying something, it's not it.
She's good. Trying to throw us off.
Yeah. So we moved it to this past weekend. It was her sister's birthday. She was in town. So we were celebrating her birthday at Catalina. So we're like, ooh, we're going to get up early. We're going to hit. We're going to make sure we get to the Polar Express.
On time.
Catalina right. Express.
Polar Express?
Oh, the Catalina Express. Sorry. The Catalina Express.
Was that your word?
No, he just messes shit
okay,
up.
Okay, fine. I thought you were just time. Like perfect substitution for what I'm about to. Okay, get on the Catalina Express.
I don't think
Express.
Any of us are really listening. I'm like word.
I'm not
word.
Listening. Yeah. I need to focus this episode.
I feel like I'm high.
We get food ready. We got breakfast stuff. We got bagels out, and then everybody comes. We're like hanging out, getting ready to go, and the boat's at 2:00, and you got to be there early.
He's not even surprised.
I already thought about it when I was like, oh bummer, I can't go. They're probably going to be late anyways. It already crossed my mind. Something would happen, but go on.
We're cutting it really, really close. So we take three separate cars and we all leave at different times because certain people were ready. And like, we were just like, okay, let's.
We had a group of 14.
It was big.
As long as somebody was there first
people.
To hold the boat just in case. You know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah.
Try to sweet talk. I'm like, hey, some friends
fake an
are on
injury,
their way.
Like trip yeah. going up the yeah. steps
so
or something.
It felt like when people are running and they pass the stick thing.
The baton.
Yeah. And they pass it. And I passed the tickets to Heath and I was like, just go.
But we rush. We get there with like a minute to spare.
Woo! Like and truly a minute or
no, truly a minute.
I have footage to
like,
we have proof.
Like people were already
everybody
on the boat.
We were the last ones weird. On the boat.
I love those videos of cruises where there's always that last person from an excursion and they're just like.
But they're not running, they're walking.
They're like.
And the thing is, the boat doesn't wait. Like
yeah,
they are leaving at 2:00 on the dot. So we sprinted literally 1:59. We were on the boat.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Oh, everybody made it? All 14?
Everybody made
Thank
it.
God.
Yeah.
Well then, okay, so we're on our way to Catalina, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all were looking like y'all were having drinks.
And that's what happened. I think we were so stressed out that, like, from almost missing the boat, as soon as we got on the express thing, we're
We got the VIP section, which was like the rooftop, like inside thing, and they got the full bar. Oh, so you get a drink ticket with the VIP section. So they're like, what do you want to drink? So we're getting like cocktails and stuff.
Woo! Oh, what's what is that?
Birth control.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
No, he would.
Like, yo, make it go off.
Set your alarm to go off.
He would birth freak control. Out a lot more that worked out perfectly.
I know.
That would be like birth control.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so
yeah, we got like the VIP section. They're bringing us drinks.
Y'all
we got
paid for the VIP mix. Section. Okay. Okay.
We're on Mariah's.
So a normal ticket is like $40, like there and back, and then the VIP was $60.
Okay.
So you're basically like paying for like,
and you get a drink voucher when you're on.
You're paying for, you know, a drink and Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Hey, we got cookies too.
We did.
Chex Mix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that your word?
No.
Oh, damn it. I really thought I got you. Go on. I'm sorry. Perfect. We're thinking too much about the game.
So yeah, we're just like hanging out on the boat. We get there. It's like a 60-minute ride, whatever. And then as soon as we dock, we get off and we're like, okay, let's go get the golf cart so we can drive the island and do the thing. So we go to the location and they're like, oh, the spot moved. We're like, oh, okay. So it's down a ways. We'll go find it a little bit later. We pull up to the Italian restaurant that we just always end up eating at.
Uh-huh.
And we walk in. We're like, let's just look for our dollar real quick because we signed the dollar last year.
Oh, and the dollars are
all stale. Yeah. So we go to look for it and they moved the entire cash register. Apparently a new owner came in.
We put it on a vintage cash register, right?
Oh, no.
And of course, the owner took the cash register with them. So our dollar was the $1 on it that they took and they didn't replace it. I think he popped it.
That's such like a heat of a line thing. Like, our dollar's gone. We had it. It was on the cash register and they moved it.
We marked our history.
We have to do another one.
So I thought we were just going to go in there for, you know, just to check on the dollar and put a new one. But then we ended up like...
just sitting. We found a table.
Yeah, we ended up just sitting. And just ordered a bunch of pizzas, a bunch of appetizers. And literally... The two tables that we have are in the middle of a fucking beehive.
Oh no.
There's like 50 bees swarming us the entire time while we're eating. They're in the marinara sauce. They're just
and they loved our drinks too.
All
they're
over
all
us.
Up on our drinks. I've
never
sipping.
Been stung by a bee.
You're lucky.
Maybe I have and I've never noticed, but like I'm always worried if I like need an EpiPen.
So we eat there, hang out, whatever, get some cocktails and
EpiPen.
No, it's not. But I was just like, wouldn't that be convenient? Huh?
Zane, I'm like I'm trying to listen. I'm like,
we need to stop focusing about it.
Let's go
we need to have like lives or chances.
So we finish eating and then we go to the golf cart section and they had just closed. Like the guy's literally shutting the door and I'm like, oh my God.
That's like half our day. Like that was half our day.
That
was the
takes
golf
up
carts.
A few hours driving the golf cart all the way up the mountain.
And
the
also, we had a bunch of new people, so we wanted to like show them
the island
around
because it's really beautiful from like that top.
Yeah,
I know. I've been, but I've never been to the top.
So from there, we just went to the arcade, right?
Yeah.
And we just played arcade for 2 hours. Just a bunch of different games. Mariah was on the claw machine getting a bunch of...
Yeah, we won about like 3,000 points.
Whoa.
And at this point, we've had a few drinks in us, right?
Yeah. And they also have the bar. They have a bar attached to absolutely everything.
There's
a
bar at the arcade?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
It's attached to it.
Yeah, so cute.
Yes.
While we were at the arcade, we were...
That's so cool someone... live like works at the arcade on Catalina Island.
I know.
Yes,
like it's
I,
always just
I
like
think about
what
that.
An interesting little position in life.
How did you get
have?
Here?
Yeah.
So while we were at the arcade, a few of us were playing one of the basketball games, and behind us was this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed him right away. Me and my friend took note of him right away because he was by himself. He was maybe in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
And he wasn't with anybody, and he was just standing there with his phone in his hand, but he was holding it in very abnormal positions, okay?
Like low pointed.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I was
and it
like,
was, it was
okay.
an Android.
It was an Android.
Dead giveaway.
And so I noticed him right away, so I made my friends very aware. And everywhere we would go, he wouldn't even try to really hide it. He would be right just watching you play the game. This as close as we are, that's what he would do. This close.
But and like keep but in right mind a few of the girls are in skirts.
Yeah. So
and he's like,
hey, this guy's on Catalina Island.
Yeah. So he's standing over your shoulder watching all the games, and we're in there for a long time. He's in there for 45 minutes.
Yeah, he's just by himself. And it's not a big arcade. It's tiny. Pretty. It's very
old. Is this guy?
Like mid-30s.
Yeah.
So then we notice. So I was like, oh, he's interested in the girls. Like this is about to go down. So I call Heath right away and I tell him what's going on. So Heath is watching him.
I didn't see this. She told me about it and was like, this guy over here has been doing this. This is really weird.
So then he looks over and there's this family, mother, father, two kids playing air hockey. And he's standing there recording the children.
Just the little girl. The little girl like on the other end of the hockey thing.
I'm standing behind him and he has his camera out like this. And once I saw the camera and confirmed, I went over and I was like, look behind. So Heath saw it right away and beelined for him right away. He went over to him and what did you say to him immediately?
I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why? First of all, why are you filming my friends? And why are you filming these children? I was like, that's fucking disgusting. I was like, what are you doing?
And he goes, I'm just taking selfies.
He's like, I'm not filming them. I'm like, yes, you are. I just watched you.
Like everybody sees the camera.
And he's like,
camera,
I'm taking pictures of myself.
And
I'm
he's like, just standing in the arcade. Like if you're in this arcade, you are only playing games. There's no like, there's nothing else to do. So he's standing. It's like the whole arcade's like this.
Yeah. It's really small. It's smaller than you think.
So
yeah.
He's just following everybody. And then he starts like, he's holding it down. Pretend these are my legs. He's holding it down like this. So that was like my first.
Did you say, give me your phone?
He's like, I'm taking selfies of myself. And he started like, and I was like, I'm not joking. Like what, why are you?
Did you know to tell the family with the two kids?
I made the parents aware.
The dad's face was like.
The dad came up to me. He's like, I need to get out of here before I go to jail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was pissed.
He was like, he was livid. And then the guy was like, what do you want to search my phone? And if it wasn't an Android, I probably would have tried to, but I don't know how to fucking get into that shit.
It's like
the passcode. And he was probably, as soon as he got called up, he probably went and deleted everything just in case.
Like, do you think he lived on Catalina?
I don't know. He was by himself in an arcade.
It was really,
a middle-aged man in the arcade by himself.
And he was faking like he had a fucking pass to play games.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know how like the game looks like if you like get on the motorcycle thing? Like it shows the gameplay without having to actually be playing.
He was pretending to play.
The whole time.
And he was using his own, they give you, now at arcades, they give you like a little credit card to swipe to play.
Yeah.
He was using his own cards that he was finding in his wallet and pretending to swipe to play.
Bro.
But it kept saying like declined. And he was still like trying to play the games, but looking around.
After was he mentally ill?
No.
He was
completely coherent.
After he got called out, he was in there pretending to play games for like 45 minutes. And we were just standing around.
We were waiting for him to leave because the only people in there were us and that family.
By the way, we told that girl that was working there, she didn't give a shit.
She was like,
that was crazy.
She was like a young 20-year-old and I was like, just so you know, like this guy's doing this and he's not with any of us. And she goes, oh, really? I was like, yeah, can you call
someone? Call somebody?
And she just
continued
helping somebody else. I was like, wait, what?
It was really, really strange.
And then the bar next door to the arcade, it's a bar and food. Once he got caught, he walked over there and he saw that Heath and I think you were with my brother, Heath and John went up to go get food and he was standing there and he all of a sudden turned to the menu and was
and then he's just staring at the menu.
Staring at the menu for like 15 minutes, just like this.
And I'm standing behind him.
Oh,
and I'm just waiting.
God.
I'm like, in my head, at this point, I'm like, dude, just walk away.
Walk away.
What are you even doing in this
thing? He's trying to make it seem like, oh, I'm just doing nothing. That's why I'm hanging around you guys.
He was guarding. He was babysitting that arcade.
It was not. If I was like on my phone, right, and I wasn't actually recording.
Babysitting that arcade, Mariah?
Yeah, that's not my word.
Okay, go on.
We're talking about an arcade though. Why would it just be arcade?
Babysitting was.
Oh, it was just a really interesting choice. Sorry, go on.
I'm also working on my vocab. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Work a little harder.
Okay, so I was saying, if I was on my phone, right, and somebody just walked up to me, if I wasn't recording, and somebody just accused me of recording kids, I would throw myself off the cliff. I wouldn't stand around. I would immediately run away or apologize or something. Like, I would make sure that everybody understands that I was not recording anybody.
Like, no, look at my, look,
would, yeah, you wouldn't just be, first of all, if somebody accused me of that, I'd be like, oh my God. I would be like, no, I want to know why you're thinking.
Everybody in this room, I need you to know.
You're taking selfies in the middle of an arcade for 45 minutes straight.
And hovering behind us. Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
Really weird. Like, I would have tried to clear the air.
Wait, I think I do have a small video of him. But he was.
Should we expose
him? He has it in 4K.
He was a creeper.
But then just like sit there and then hover around us while we're at the concession stand too. I don't know. He was very strange.
Expose him. Should we show him?
I really want to.
I want to too.
That's him.
Yeah.
Or honestly, just print out a picture and put it up on the arcade place and be like, hey, watch
out.
Put
it as the thumbnail of this fucking video.
But y'all did some shopping though?
We did it.
A little.
Traditionally.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around. Oh. Y'all went and had like fun drinks. Did you go to that one place with like the shark drink?
No, where they...
Well, I don't know, but they do serve up a shark drink. Or is there a big shark? The bar looks like a big boat.
Oh, we did go to that. We didn't play any music unless you paid for it.
Yeah.
What a hustle.
Mariah got hit on too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
The second I walked in, this guy, he's like 40, he came up, he goes, can I buy you a beverage? I said, no.
I said, no.
And he just walked away.
It was so funny because I saw that interaction, but I couldn't hear you guys. And it looked like it just a genuine, like, hey, how are you doing? Good. And he walked away. But I was like, Mariah,
I just gave him the same energy back. Can I buy you a beverage? No.
I was like, Mariah, that's how you actually like this. He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, you didn't say you had a boyfriend?
Absolutely
like,
not.
No, I didn't even say I had a boyfriend. He was just.
He was all.
But man, those girls look like bait in that bar.
Oh yeah.
Every single dude at that bar.
And it's funny because it's like a boat, and the bait is just like walking around.
Catalina feels like a movie set. We went into that bar that looked like a boat. There was no music playing, and there was just. I don't think Catalina likes tourists.
No.
Because we get treated very differently. The boat bar was filled with locals, and hearing their conversation, dude, like, oh, you know what happened with Johnny, right? You know, like, insane. They all know each other, yelling across the bar, like, oh, you saw that last week. Like, it feels fake.
I was standing there, and there was these two locals, like, talking to each other and the bartender, and they were like, you remember, let's just say Johnny. You remember Johnny? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's he doing? He just went to jail.
Yeah.
And they're like, what happened? He's like, oh, we sicked his dog on that guy. Like, he had his dog go maul this other person.
Nuts.
Wow, the tales of Catalina.
It's just so funny and to overhear.
There's another guy that we met over there. He was talking about how, he's had sex with like half the girls on the island. He's
crazy.
Like, I've had sex with about 300 girls on this island. We're like, that live here? He's like, oh yeah, they live here.
He's like, there's more than like 200 people who live there. How many people live on Catalina?
I don't know.
If I could guess.
1,000?
4,000?
How many people? Under 5,000. How many people live on Catalina Island? You think 4,000, 5,000? I think 1,000.
I think more.
Less than 1,000.
I think more than 1,000.
It's pretty big. Well, big for island.
Well, there's also like multiple like sections to it.
Think of people that work at the stores too. Think about
4,000 people.
Bubba.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's how you feel when you're right.
That's amazing.
Woo. That is crazy.
Well, like, tell us the feeling. Tell us the feeling. What are you feeling?
Soak it up.
I'd like to thank my new vocabulary for getting me this far.
My goodness.
Wow.
I've never been to like the Avalon side.
Oh my gosh, I'm sweating.
Wait, is that Avalon the area with all the bars?
Avalon's where you get dropped off. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like the Descanso Beach Club side.
Which is past the casino.
Y'all know your spots.
Oh, yeah,
which was closed.
Wait, can we talk about the club?
Yes, I was going to talk about that.
The club that was
empty.
Okay.
And if
that was the best part of the entire
trip. Yeah.
So our boat left at 9:45 p.m., right? And it's 7 o'clock, so we're walking around seeing what there is to do. Now, it's off season, so there's not a lot of
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
There's not a lot going on. So we asked some locals and they said, oh, there is a club. And we were like, there's a club here?
We didn't even know there was a club.
Yeah, you got to go to the club. And so we went over to the club and they said that they don't open until late. What time did they say?
They said
an hour before our ferry left.
No, I think they said 9. They opened at 8 for us.
I don't.
They said 9 and they were like, we'll open it at 8:30. Something. What? Doesn't matter.
Because that nightclub is only for locals, not for like tourists, because the tourists would be back on the.
Right.
Yeah. So they wanted to open later. So supposed to open later, but we were the only ones like walking around. So they were like, we'll open it for you guys. So they open it. We go up.
It is insane.
First of all, it's like silent. There's no music playing.
No music, but I literally just opened the door. Like she's still like.
It was hysterical.
It looks funny.
Exactly what you think a club would be like on a little island like this.
But I really liked it though. Like I loved like the metal like sheets around like the bar and all that.
It was fun.
It made you feel like it was like the fucking what's the inside of like the battlefield ship? Like the battleships, the battlefield ships. You know, like the ships.
Sheet metal.
The sheet metal. It was like sheet metal everywhere. It just felt like you're on like a fucking battlefield.
It was very nice.
Shit.
It was clean. There was a there was a mini like 2-inch stage. There was some like where go-go dancers are supposed to be, but they don't hire anybody. It's just like us.
And they let us take over the entire bar. We're there.
There was even like tables that you can buy because they were roped off.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. I love how it was set up already.
The cutest. It's called Chi Chi's.
Yeah.
There was two pool tables. It was really nice and clean, but it was so funny because we were the only ones there.
Oh.
And there was like an Arctic feeling about it too. Like just like a cold, like I don't know. It felt cold in there, which I kind of like.
It was hysterical. We walked in with our backpacks and shopping bags. Like we were in a club with all
Club Chi Chi.
Chi Chi Club. We thought it was a strip club, remember? We're like, oh shit. All
right,
we're
going. It looked like it could have been too.
So cute.
It probably doubled as it.
So the music.
Okay, that's a really bad picture.
Again, Matt, they only played music if you paid for it. So Jared played like 8 songs of Nickelback.
No. I don't even remember
Nickelback even playing in
that.
That would have driven me nuts.
No, it was
we just get there, but 8 more, like 7 more Nickelback songs.
It was so funny.
It was fun. That was definitely the best part of the trip for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The perfect ending.
Y'all's sweaters look so cool though.
Thank you. We got sweatshirts before the club. We all went shopping before the club. We just got sweatshirts. I think we did that last year. We bought Catalina shirts. It's just fun.
It's just a good vibe.
It is.
Is that's the building from the outside? Oh, that's what it's called. Chi Chi Club.
Don't look up Chi Chi Club. Just go to Catalina.
It's the Chi Chi Club. Nice. What's it next door to?
It's kind of in between.
A pizzeria escape room.
Yeah.
A pizzeria escape room.
Is there like Versace or like?
No, there's no like designer stores or anything like that. Versace.
Interesting.
It's just left field.
Zane, ask.
I haven't asked yet.
Is it Versace?
No.
Shit.
It's actually pronounced Versace, but no.
Is but no your word?
Limoncello.
Limoncello. Limoncello.
Limoncello.
That's your word.
No, it's not.
We actually have limoncellos, remember?
We did have
lemon drops.
Lemon drops on the island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Did you have one?
I did.
So you did drink?
Well, half. I split it with my sister.
Doesn't matter. You drank alcohol.
I drank, yeah. Yeah, when life hands you limoncello. Good caption.
That is.
I want to get a sailboat and be able to go out there. My buddy has a sailboat and he says he goes out to Catalina with his girlfriend all the time and they go on the other side of the island and then they anchor and just hang there the whole day.
He says it's like Italy.
Yeah, a catamaran. Oh boy, yeah.
Catamaran.
You just get a big... That was his word?
No. I was just saying, ooh, like.
Oh, was it?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, but it's too convenient because I was driving the ship to get there.
All right. Is your word convenient?
Nope.
People watch it like, I fucking hate this game.
I think
it puts us a little, it makes us a little neurotic.
Yeah.
I'm like this. I'm like, next topic.
There's got to be a word in here somewhere.
So when do we plan on going back to Catalina?
Next year.
Well, actually, my cousin's coming into town. She wants to go with her boyfriend. She said, feel free to join us.
Okay.
I would like to go and stay on like a Saturday night and see what Club Chi Chi is like in full swing.
You want to be there until 2 in the morning. You got to like get the
night.
Full thing.
We should do a night. It is expensive to stay there, though.
It's a little pricey.
What are those eyes? What did he just
what?
Say?
I don't know. Like,
you think that just, I'm just sneaking
now,
in?
Now we'll say some crazy word and then he'll just be like.
Yeah, his eyes. He goes like this.
He'll give you the eye.
He looks down. That's what liars do.
What are you talking about?
Huh. No, all right, now it's not nothing.
Club. Oh yeah, let's see Jordan at Club Chi Chi.
Oh, boom! The cages.
Jordan literally dresses like a fucking pool boy.
That was so fun.
Oh yeah. I'll hear about Adam Levine.
I feel like that situation is a very like normal, right? It's only big because why? Yeah, why because is it so got, big?
Because
so I'm not many like I'm not forward. Defending anybody. I'm just saying, doesn't that happen all the time?
It's just that she had a. Like their baby, he wanted to name the baby after his mistress. Yeah,
didn't that get debunked?
Huh?
Didn't the whole baby thing get debunked?
About Sumner? Like naming the baby Sumner?
Her name's Sumner?
She shows the DM. She shows the screenshots, right?
So there was the screenshot. So somebody else like tried to break it down. It was a screenshot of the phone where like the message came up. But in that, there's no space in Adam Levine.
Oh, no. She actually... Ooh. She went to, like, she did a screen recording. She went to his page and went.
There's a video of
video
it?
There's a video. Yeah, no, it's 100%.
Real.
It's true.
Shame on
that. She gave, like, hard.
And then he's like, evidence. Then other girls have come forward, like, sharing the screenshots or something. He's like, holy fuck. Holy fucking fuck.
That's
your body is hot as fuck.
I don't know. Like, did he admit to all of it?
Yeah, he has. It's really sad. He goes, yeah, I've just had like, you know, some, I don't know, entanglements or whatever.
Do you think the wife and him, or the wife knows that already? Like,
apparently he said something that they have like an open relationship or something.
Ugh. A lot of these celebrities
Adam Levine allegedly says inappropriate messages to four women, but no affairs.
Because a lot of it's like
he's
for PR.
Done though.
Like stay together.
But a lot of people I feel like came out and started like posting a bunch of like fake stuff.
Oh, and now it's become a meme.
And now, of course. Yeah. I'm sure there's fake stuff.
And people just like buy into anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're absolutely.
I just can't believe the lead singer of Maroon 5 would do something like this.
Yeah. Maroon 5?
Maroon. No. I just can't believe it. I'm just trying to be like emotionally worked up about Adam Levine.
It wasn't Maroon 5.
That's Dusty
your
and
you're
Gio.
You're ignoring me. Is your word room Maroon 5?
No.
We're talking about Maroon 5.
I know, but he's the one that brought up Adam Levine.
Son of a bitch.
We got it. You see, we got it. Jordan and Leah came up with like really Adam.
I bet Levine. Zane hasn't even squeezed in his words.
Hey, wait, Jordan, probably how long not. Are we into this?
We are 1:20.
Oh, wow.
I thought we were about to close 2 hours.
I'm getting tired.
I'm hungry.
Wait, David. Guys, David ordered
lots of pizza,
a big pizza from Big Mama's just for a story. So he said, whoever wants to go get pizza.
I thought it was at 3 p.m. though.
Yeah, but it's still good.
3:30.
Okay.
You guys like pizza after like 2 hours after like it gets.
Yeah, who gives
yeah.
a dude. I like it.
Kool-Aid and frozen pizza, baby.
That's gross.
Kool-Aid and frozen pizza. It's a work of art, but no Mona Lisa.
Talking Mona Lisa. We got me laughing like a damn hyena. That's my shit.
Ooh. Did you? Oh man, he was such a good like lyricist.
He was amazing.
I like
Senior Skip Day.
Or Lil Wayne. What's your favorite Lil Wayne lyric?
Life's a beach. I'm just playing in the sand.
Okay. That's a beach, I'm just playing in the sand.
It's not my favorite. My favorite thing
was somebody reading back the Lil Wayne lyric that he said in a song, and he's like, "I said that."
Oh, man. Oh, he's like, safe sex, a great sex, yes. Better wear a latex, because you don't want that latex that I think I'm latex.
It is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Safe sex is great sex. Better wear a latex, because you don't want that latex that I think I'm latex. So and he was like,
holy
moly. Like he heard it for the first time. He was like,
that's that Lollipop remix.
He freestyles with Kanye everything,
West,
right?
But with Kanye West, that's the that's the remix, the one that's where he's like, Oshkosh, bagosh, posh, spice husband, couldn't kick it like I kick it, bitch, I kicks it. Or is that a different one?
He freestyles everything, right? Because I've heard stuff too where he has to go in and learn his lyrics before performing.
Lil Wayne only listens
now
to himself.
Now that's talent.
Oh yeah,
that's insane.
That's not.
Why is Jordan pacing and smiling?
Yeah. Hip hop, but she's so
why
sweet.
Is he pacing? Are you bored?
I thought people were saying with words. With the show? Jordan's looking at us like this.
Oh, Jordan, or your words, Lil Wayne.
No.
I know he set it up.
He just got it out and we fucking missed it.
Latex.
Yes. No, maybe.
He said, what's your favorite Lil Wayne lyric? And then what?
Lollipop.
I know he just said it.
Hold on. Real quick. What was the song that he said?
Lollipop.
No. When he was like, what's your favorite Lil Wayne lyric?
And I said, life is a beach. I'm just playing.
Did he give one?
I don't remember. I know nothing.
What was?
It's over.
And he said,
and so it's over. It truly is over. You guys have missed the opportunity.
He said we have to record for another 15 minutes.
Correct.
I got nothing else.
I know. So now it's all for you. I can say, or can I? I'm now.
Damn, he got it out.
I got it all out. That's, I got
every. But we're not done.
Yeah, Matt. It's not about you.
I know, but I can relax. So
all right.
How about y'all start chatting? Because I ain't steering the ship at all. Oh. Y'all start steering, and I'm going to start calling bullshit.
Once he lost his appendix.
What is going on?
Once he lost that appendix,
he lost his mind.
Different person.
He's off.
Woo! On that boom boom stick. Hey sharks.
Hey sharks. What was that? What's that shit that we had for Vine? Like the, didn't we promote something like that?
No, that was the kiss sticks.
Oh, the kiss sticks. We had to promote like a chapstick.
And it was called kiss?
Kiss sticks.
Mm. Wait, and you guys would put it on and what was the Vine?
The Vine was.
It was, we did it with Chelsea.
Yeah, I got to kiss her. For the Vine.
Chelsea, who?
Handler.
Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
No. You did not kiss Chelsea Handler.
For the Vine, yeah.
He's such a liar.
Oh, Chelsea who?
In Florida, we
started this girl from our high school.
Oh.
You kissed her?
I didn't kiss her, oh. Bubba.
Was that your ex-girlfriend?
You wanted to.
No.
What was your, you never had, did you have a boyfriend though in high school?
After high school.
Like, did you have a boyfriend in high school? You can go to like prom with anybody?
I did.
Okay. You didn't have like a guy that you liked?
I did.
My mom's calling.
Seems like a setup for something.
Yeah, mom, yeah. Call me and ask
call
about.
Me now.
ask me about.
I just talking? Don't like this attitude yeah, now that you're done.
Now he's over the
he's
whole
He's over
podcast.
The whole episode now.
I'm so hungry. What do you guys want to eat tonight?
I'm going to figure out what that Lil Wayne lyric was that you said because yeah. I know it was in there.
Because we're still recording and if he finds out the word.
Or it was right before.
Damn it.
Because how did we get into Lil Wayne? There was Maroon 5.
We were singing Mac Miller.
You guys, it's past. We'll talk about it later. The point is we need to continue this conversation.
You're no, because he knows nasty. We're going to get to it.
You're nasty. You're, and I wish that was my word.
Mm. Nasty?
You're a mean girl. Mean girl.
You're a bitch.
You're a mean girl, bitch. Katie. You're a bitch.
Oh, I'm a little girl for you. It's a monkey. It's in the zoo.
Well, I can't help it that you're in love with me. Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't.
What's your favorite quote from Mean Girls?
Fuck, I wanted to talk about something on this episode, and I'm, like, forgetting. And
all I'm thinking about is what we're going to be for Halloween.
I had to do with something that happened this week, and I'm trying to remember.
Bomb with the bomb. With bang.
What's that
bang
sound?
When you're when your dad,
that's good.
Your dad's snoring.
Was your dad a loud snorer?
Oh my god,
dude, mine like so loud,
shake the walls.
Well, your dad's on the machine now for well, right?
He has sleep apnea. He took the test. He fell or he stopped breathing like 36 times in the middle of the night.
Oh my god.
It was really, really. And
can you feel that like in your dream, like you unable to breathe or are you unconsciously not breathing?
You unconsciously just like stop breathing and he would be like this. He'd be like.
That's nuts.
Like would stop for like 20, 30 seconds and then would just gasp, like gasp for air and then still be sleeping.
Oh
and my,
my
mom was like, this is enough. Nobody in the house could sleep.
Does he need like the machine?
He wears the fucking full underwater breathing apparatus. Like
he still wears it today. He has to wear that.
It's wow. The whole.
It's like a. Yeah, that's just it's as loud as snoring. Noise.
It's louder than the snore.
But now it just.
Now you're like just annoyed at the slumber.
Want to play a game?
It's like a shop vac that just like shoots air up into your face. It's,
wow.
It's like. Blast it.
Want to play a game?
No.
Oh, shit. Go on. Go on.
I hope you're embarrassed.
Okay, go on. Then I want to keep focused on the conversation.
But yeah, so he did the test and did not pass.
Oh, so now he sleeps with the big one. Mm-hmm. Does he still travel
the
with it
big
too?
One. Everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Has to pack it. And then when he forgets it, oh, my mom.
Is that your mom?
No. She would just be pissed weird. If he forgot
yeah, why is everyone's mom calling?
That'd be really weird.
My mom just texted me.
What did she say?
Can't say. I'll say it after we're recording.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, also giving me plans about my grandpa's funeral.
Oh.
Or celebration of his life. Yeah, my grandpa died. Can you believe that?
How old was he?
Sorry, Matt.
86.
Very good.
86. It was just
that's
the
a
weird
good
timing. UT, we just lost the game by Alabama, 1 point. My mom calls and she goes, hey, are you with your brother? And I go, yeah. She goes, there's something I need to tell you. And in that moment I go,
oh, my heart,
my grandpa's dead. I knew it.
Was he sick?
Yeah, apparently he hadn't been doing very well for like the past 5 days, but mom didn't bother to tell us. Apparently uncle. She didn't want you to
like worry. Yeah, she didn't want you to worry.
I know, but like I kind of would like a heads up before when I know someone's not doing well so I can expect it. I mean, at least for the queen, we knew like that day that it wasn't
well,
going,
we did
right?
not know that the queen was.
But I know, but no, the queen, you woke up that morning and you knew something was wrong. And then 3 hours later, you found out she passed.
I think that queen died about a week and a half ago.
That is a lot of work to keep something like that quiet.
I think that queen was dead. They planned everything out. How the hell did they get all that shit planned out?
The point is,
as she passed.
I'm talking about my grandpa. And well, you're making this about the queen.
The queen is
important. I'm kidding. No, it is sad. It's sad. It's also bad timing, but I don't know. It's just weird. Now I have no grandparents.
Me
you know?
Too.
I just think it's fucked up that the queen took your...
Don't worry.
Yeah. I think I'm just bummed that he never got to like meet Patricia too. Like that was like, because it was like COVID, then he was like losing his, you know, he had like dementia and stuff.
So, I think dementia is the scariest sucky, thing. Yeah.
It just sucks. It's sad because like,
I never really got to see him when it was that bad though. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm just bummed. Never got to see him again. I hadn't seen him in like 2 years.
Well, at least the last time you saw him, he was as normal as
pretty
possible.
Much.
You had a, it's you almost had a good like memory. Really sad to see them in that state.
Yeah.
Even though like, of course they're your grandparents, you want to see them, but it's sad to see them in that state. And then they go and it's like,
I knew like, something was wrong because it would be like the third day of a vacation and you would be like, what's up, Grandpa? How you doing? And he would be greeting you like it was like he hadn't seen you like all year. And you're like, we just had 2 days together kind of a thing. Like that's when I knew something was up.
So
but
sad.
No, yeah. But I'm glad we're doing something for him.
Yeah.
Just like, good. It's also sad though. He's like kind of like the last one of his friends too. Like that's also weird where it's like, do you do a formal funeral when like everyone's, you know's gone? So then it's just a more, we just do a private intimate family thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's also strange.
You know what I was thinking, Matt? It'd have been real twisted and fucked up if you threw your word in this conversation.
Absolutely.
That one, I just thought it out. I was like, this psychopath would.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa died.
Your word is funeral, and you're like, perfect.
Perfect. I got that with.
Got something good.
Yeah, grandpa died. Thinking about putting him in a mausoleum.
You're a celebration.
Someone's doing a celebration of life for him. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Sorry about that, Matt.
That ended on a very...
Doesn't seem like y'all got yours in, though.
Should we go over our words and see if anybody got them in, didn't get them in?
Should we go over our words?
Yeah, because Zane, I don't like
Matt's attitude.
I don't like Matt's attitude. So
he thinks he's the only one that can get away with this.
Yeah.
You got two in.
I swear to God, though, if Zane didn't even get one in, I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
I told you last time I was paying attention more to your guys'
Zane
words.
Zane was definitely more, I can see in his brain, he was like, I need to get
I truly was focused he more was on trying. Your guys' words. Yeah.
I think this should be the last time for a while that we play this
game. I agree. Yeah. It's too much.
We're not focused on like the funny anymore. Right. We're not laughing. We're all just like, it's a stand-up. I feel like we all have guns.
Yes.
Under the desk. And we're all like.
Yeah. Like to them, it's exciting because it's starting new conversations, but I'm panicking.
Yeah. I am panicking the whole time too.
It's not fun for a friend.
Okay. It's tough.
Okay. All right, so we're ending it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Woo! All right.
Zane.
I got both two words in.
Oh, you did good.
I didn't do my bonus word though.
All right.
Okay. What were the two words?
Okay. My words were.
I'm so curious. I didn't detect anything from Zane.
Okay.
I didn't either. Nothing. I didn't either. I really thought.
Zane, good job.
My first word was battlefield.
Dude, that was really weird. You kept saying battlefield ship.
Did you feel like it was like the fucking, what's the inside of like the battlefield ship? Like the battleships, the battlefield ships? You know, like the ships?
Sheet metal?
The sheet metal. It was like sheet metal everywhere. It just felt like you're on like a fucking battlefield ship. It was very nice.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I wanted to call it.
I really did.
You're like sheet metal, like a battlefield ship. You looked at each other right after he said
battlefield ship. I was more focused on what word he was trying to get at.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yes, good job. Zane goes, I'm going to play it dumb like I normally do.
Because I was like Battlefield, like can't fucking. Then I, and then I thought
love
of,
is a
then
battle
I thought of the bar was like, it kind of looked like sheet metal ship. Yeah. So
like,
I took
where?
Battlefield.
I knew that was weird.
Zane,
I wanted him to have it.
I completely disagreed.
Oh, shut up. No, you would have called it if you felt like it was Battlefield. Don't even.
The thing is, it didn't make sense.
Right, when he was saying, you know, it looked like this, I was just like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't know what you... I thought you just meant because it was all silver.
Battlefield.
I was trying to put myself in his brain. I was like, oh, poor thing thought it looked like a battlefield.
Okay, what was the second one?
I'm taking things. I'm taking this as a compliment because that just means I'm good.
You are good.
The second word is pool boy. Jordan literally dresses like a fucking pool boy.
Jordan looks like a pool boy.
Smooth. That was smooth.
Because it's
true. When did you say pool boy?
When he was doing the dancing thing.
He said Jordan looks like a pool boy.
You look just like a pool boy.
When
he did,
he
looked exactly
great. Jordan dresses like a pool boy.
Oh, that's what it was.
Because he wears like the tank tops and the shorts. And, yeah.
He looked just like a pool boy.
That's so funny.
Perfect. My bonus word was merry-go-round. Around. The thing is that I said after that, I was just like,
could have been like this conversation is going around like a merry-go-round.
No, because
no,
you would have been like,
no, then
bullshit.
Called, yeah,
that's bullshit. Gotcha, bitch.
Bang, bang.
Gotcha, bitch.
Good job, Zane. Very good. Very, very good.
Okay, Matt Heath, what was your words?
I got two words in. Did not get my bonus word.
That's all right.
First word. Toucan. You ever seen like the crazy bird faces?
Oh,
you
know what I'm talking about?
It's like
I love that.
A toucan beak.
When did you say toucan?
I felt it, but I just let it go.
Oh, the beak?
We were talking about, I was like beak. The bird beak, like a big ass like toucan beak.
Ah, good one.
My second one was Kool-Aid. And people just like buy into anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're absolutely.
Just, I just can't believe the lead
Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
who gives yeah.
Dude,
I like it.
Kool-Aid
days,
and frozen
three
pizza,
days
baby.
Out.
That's gross.
Kool-Aid and frozen pizza.
Oh.
When did you say that?
Yes.
I said it twice.
That pizza was, and Kool-Aid.
Because I said it one time.
Oh,
and
so you snuck it in with a lyric.
No.
No.
First time I said it, I was like, but everybody believes this shit. They all just drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh.
But you guys started talking while I was saying it, and I was like, I don't know if they heard it, but I wanted to do it again.
Good. I can't believe you got it in twice. You said cold pizza and Kool-Aid, because I talked about pizza.
Yeah.
And you said, pizza. You guys eat pizza that...
Frozen pizza. You said Kool-Aid and frozen pizza.
You're like, do you like cold pizza? I was like, yeah, baby, Kool-Aid and frozen pizza. And then you're like, Kool-Aid and frozen pizza. And then you started singing it, and you were saying my word.
Oh, really?
That should be a bonus on its own.
I know, right?
Bonus.
To get somebody else to say your word.
That's a bonus. Someone else to say it.
But I would just go, you know, like the toucan.
Yeah.
The toucan, right?
Right.
The toucan.
The toucan.
The toucan.
The toucan.
Say it at the same time as me.
Toucan.
And then my bonus was Cirque du Soleil, but
ooh,
I didn't get to it.
That's rough. What was your first toucan and what?
Kool-Aid.
What
go, Matt.
Mine was, the first one was, well, I did. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Did I messed up my second one.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Motherfucker! Right,
number one was Play-Doh. I didn't. I need, like, Play-Doh or
something.
Have you
seen the
comedian?
When
I was like, that? I was like, I'm going nuts here. I'm fidgeting. I'm like, I need, like, I have a fortune teller. I was like, I need some Play-Doh or something.
Oh.
I said that.
That was real quick.
But I said
that one slide.
And then it was, fuck, number two was My Mommy, and I said Slay Mommy.
It was it.
I literally called
but
it.
You said Zane. Mama. You
yeah,
said
but
Mama.
That should count because you knew
you go,
that was.
Slay, you go, did you Slay
the,
Mama?
The, but the fact that you tried to say your word and I called it and you fucked it up.
You said Mama. Zane, if it was reversed and if you were like.
Hold on. So what was the word?
My Mommy.
My Mommy?
Yeah.
And you said Slay Mama.
I said slay mama.
I said Slay Mommy. And you knew right when I said it.
You said Slay My Mommy.
And then
I did say Slay My Mommy.
But really, like.
Yeah, then Matt. And then
so
when I.
So short. And then you repeated it.
Oh, I did say
and
it.
Then,
I did say it.
And then, so I think
look
Zane.
Look at the clip.
Zane
look
gets
at the
point.
Yes. Yes. Slay Mama.
It is very.
Slay Mommy.
Like, there's just something about that thing. You don't.
Was that your word?
What?
Slay Mama?
Slay Mama? No.
But you, I thought when you were doing that funeral story, you said, my mom called me.
Oh.
My mom.
I wouldn't say, like, my mommy called me
yeah,
over a very serious
that's
story.
That's what I was thinking you were going at.
I think that should count. Zane, but detected, Zane it. It.
Slay
Zane
detected it. But then you were also, you kept changing it to Slay Mama.
Yeah, and then I was like, what?
Because I was doing Slay Mommy, and then I went Slay Mama, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
he
I
was trying to cover it up.
I was trying to like distract you with like more phrases and like make you go, wait, what just happened? What just happened?
That's why I tap you. I'm like, you're ignoring me.
Okay, did you do your bonus?
Yeah, I did my bonus. Oshkosh Bagosh. That's the remix, the one that's where he's like, Oshkosh Bagosh, Posh Spice husband couldn't kick it like I kick it, bitch. I kicks it. When I did
it
in that Lil Wayne lyric where I was like, oh yeah, Osh, I love that one. Yeah. It was like, Oshkosh Bagosh, Posh Spice husband couldn't kick it like I kick it, bitch. I kicks it.
And wow. That
yeah. So when you were doing the rap lyrics, I go, oh, here that. We go. Here we go. Now we got Lil Wayne going. And then I started like,
damn, I wouldn't have guessed
I
that.
I got it out.
What's Osh Posh?
If that was my bonus, I would immediately skip.
It's a kid's.
Clothing.
That's why
brand.
I was like, how many clothing? Are there any clothing brands there? Like, I was like, Versace. And y'all were like, and I go, I got to get out of this. Right? And y'all say it was like, Versace.
Really funny.
Abort.
I go, never mind.
That's funny when you start like, steering it.
The Chi Chi Lounge next to Oshkosh Bagosh and Versace. Like, I was trying to like.
What stores were next to that? Yeah. That's really funny.
I would have never called that one because I don't even know what the fuck Oshkosh Bagosh is.
Oshkosh. Oshkosh, right?
Yeah. It's a cute kid store.
Little hoodies. That's Oshkosh.
Oh. All right, Bubba, what's your two? You get both?
I got all three.
Damn!
Oh! Technically, I'm going to say the bonus is like, you might not want to count it. Okay, my first word was Chuck E. Cheese. Say you went to Texas to where you used to work at Chuck E. Cheese and asked for the costume.
And just be Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I had a red flag about Halloween costumes.
I had a red flag. I didn't want...
My plan in my head was to get him to say it first so that I could be like, oh, right, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, where did you work again? That was my plan.
Ah.
Yeah. And my second word was cottage.
When did you say cottage? I've never
seen it. No, it's so, you know, in the
end of... Is it like cottage in the, or cabin in the woods?
No. Not
so, you know, like in the cottage. End of Creep? In the end of the Creep, you...
So like cottage cheese?
When did you say cottage? Did you have suspicions about it?
Well, they were both repeating cottage cheese.
He didn't have suspicions, but he repeated it after me because he laughed because I said cottage in the woods. Oh, cabin in the woods. And he goes, cottage in the woods.
Good play on being like cottage. I mean, cabin. Like you say it, but you're correcting yourself.
And he laughed at me. So.
You probably can read her pretty well.
Cottage.
But I pulled a Zane where I pretended to like mess up a word because I do it all the time. Like, Zane, you're trying to figure out the word. I played that. And then my last one, When Life Gives You Lemons.
So you did drink?
Well, half. I split it with my sister.
Doesn't matter. You drank alcohol.
I drank, yeah. Yeah, When Life Hands You Lemons, cello. Good caption.
That is. When Life Hands You Lemons.
I want to get eight.
Oh, shit.
Didn't I question that?
No.
Oh.
I said, When Life Gives You Lemons, cello. And Heath was like, When Life Gives You Lemons, cello.
Who brought up limoncello?
You did.
Motherfucker.
But I think I brought it up first because Matt said, I said limoncello. What did you
say
before that?
Limoncello.
No, before that you said something with an accent.
Oh.
And then I was like, limoncello. Like Roma or something like that. Yeah, and then I was like, limoncello.
I threw that one out.
Oh,
I was like...
Oh, because I was like, when in Rome.
But it was, we'll replay it. Okay. But you said something, I said limoncello, because that could kind of go off of that. Then Zane goes, didn't we have limoncello? I was like, yep. And Zane was like, you were drunk, you drank. I was like, yep, I drank. When life gives you lemons, cello.
Shit.
I feel like if we were listening to us in this episode, though, we'd be like, what the fuck are we on? Like, if we didn't know we were playing the game, but we were watching it, we'd be like,
huh?
What's going on today? Yeah. Because we're all like, I think our eyes probably moved.
I was like this
so
the whole time.
Much of this.
Damn.
Okay, we'll put that game to rest and we'll bring it out.
My grandma died.
It stresses me out. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away. Gotcha, man.
God.
No.
Boom. All right. Thank you again for tuning to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We have our brand new espresso blend, ground and whole bean if you want to get it at cremota.com.
Yum, yum, yum. Delicioso. That was supposed to be Italian.
Delicioso.
That was your bonus word.
That was very Dora.
That was very bonus word.
It's giving
Cirque du Soleil.
Hey, so Carly sometimes will send me TikToks.
Tell me it's Ruby.
No, it's this just crazy. She'll send me like just crazy, like trailer trash kind of people. Okay. Like people who are just cracked out on drugs, like talking in front of the camera. And there was this young girl who was like in a parking lot, like yelling at this girl, and then sits down and starts just talking to her camera in her car. And just like a young, pretty girl, but you could tell it's just on like a starting meth addiction.
Yeah.
And I remember just like watching the live and even commenting like, because it looked like she was about to drive. I'm like, do not drive, do not drive, do not drive. And she kept been coming up on my feed the past few days. And Carly and I talked about her earlier today. And today she just died.
No.
Is that fucking crazy?
In a car accident?
I don't know. I don't know. I just found out Carly just goes, she did, that girl I sent you on TikTok just died.
Oh, man. Like,
pretty girl. That's what's scary about TikTok. It's also giving you glimpses into these people's lives who are on the verge of like destruction. Something.
Yeah.
And you can't help but watch it because you're just like, this something is wrong here and you can't do anything about it and you can't intervene. And then finding out that like,
that's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Sorry. That's a little, but you know what? That's the truth. And I'm speaking what I'm experiencing.
Oshkosh bagosh.
Oshkosh bagosh. I was trying to include it like Oshkosh bagosh. What is that?
God, just the world is such like a merry-go-round. It's just going around and around.
I feel like we're in like a Cirque du Soleil, like at all times.
Yeah, just flips everything. Just life.
You son of a.
Life is a roller coaster.
All right, let's get rid of this.
All right,
get rid of this.
Peace out, like, everybody.
Life is a battlefield.
Be safe out there.
Into lemons.
If something's wrong,
call the pool boy.
They point it out. What did they say
if
at the airport?
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, if you see something, say something.
That's
okay,
that's a good bonus.
It's a good bonus and a lesson to walk away and that horror movie thing.
And make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We have a bonus episode up right now with Kelsey and Noelia. We did it as a drunk episode this month. We do a monthly live Q&A. You can tune in, ask us questions. We have early access to all of these episodes. You get it a couple days early. They're going to be all ad-free. You get access to our Discord. And as soon as you sign up for our Patreon, you get to have the entire collection of everything we've ever posted on our Patreon account. So make sure to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Again, you can check out the audio form of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Pandora, on all those platforms. And on Tuesdays, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Every week. Kool-Aid.
Bye, pool boys.
Go follow us on Instagram and follow us on Snapchat. And Snapchat.
Heath has Snapchat now. So
Heath,
follow us on Snapchat.
_ Hussar.
And mine is @Zane. They gave me @Zane.
Lucky. I got a freaking underscore in my name.
We're done.
We love you guys.
Bye.